My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
But enough about that, because the man who just gave us one of the most electrifying wins in franchise history has just walked into our Ticketmaster studios. Coach Ra!
I wouldn't say I gave you the most. I'd say it was a really good team effort, and it was a really good example of standing in a fight.
You did a wonderful job. We're excited about it. Ra, let's get down to business, man, because I thought the defense really stepped up. And listen, I'm looking at this, two touchdowns in the last eight quarters. We can talk about all this other stuff. People talk about yards. I said, I'm not concerned with that. I want to stop people from getting in the end zone. Teams are kicking field goals. Let's talk about the defense and where you're at. What's the message and philosophy that you and Jimmy and the company are preaching up here?
You know, it's kind of like we talked about in the beginning. When we got here and we looked at the team, and you had so many players that people wasn't giving enough credit to, in our opinion. And those guys are playing well, and they're playing fast, and they're playing physical, and they're playing the right way. And you know, you always want to cut down your yards. You always want to get more turnovers. You always want to do these things. But it's a process during the season of getting better and better. And I feel this defense is getting better even since I've been here. Even with the additions of Simmons, the additions of Judon, these guys have been ready to play. The rotation that we got, we got a bunch of people rotating in there and playing and contributing. And I've been really proud of the effort and the consistency that they've been able to play with throughout the season.
You know, we talk so much about big moments in games when it's that fourth down and four on the other side of the 50. Give me the timeline, because obviously you want to lean on Zach Robinson to come up with a play that's going to get you that first down. You seemed like it was super decisive. You were going for it.
Our coaches do a great job. And, you know, Tim Berbenick, who's a part of our situational masters, along with our chief of operations,
yes,
Steve Skarnecki,
right.
He has the ability to communicate me throughout the whole down the distance. And Burb comes to me and talked about what we should be doing. We really wanted to be really aggressive at fourth and three.
Right.
Fourth and four came up. I said, let's be aggressive. Let's go for it. I was able to get it to Zach, communicate with him. He was clear. He was decisive. It was a calming moment for us all. We were able to get it. We progressed to the backside, hit Ray on a big play. And that's the confidence you got to have in your guys. And, like, if you can do some of those things and be able to talk to your people throughout the game, make those decisions, it makes it a lot easier on all of us if you can be decisive, if you can be fast, if you can be clear and concise and do all the things you want to do. And I thought that was really good by our guys.
End of game clock management, Coach. It's Raheem Morris, guys, with us here at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell. We're getting ready for the Chiefs, and we'll certainly talk to him about that. Defense takes the penalty. I thought it was brilliant. And everybody's like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? It forced them to say, hey, we declined the penalty, but the clock stopped, and then we get the fortunate break where Saquon drops the rock, but we get the ball back with extra time. Talk about that decision to take the penalty.
So the idea is that they get it in first and 10, right? Mm-hmm. You are playing situational masters. You're playing the tush push, the people that invented it.
Right.
Third and one, the likelihood of them getting the clock running you're going to have real issues. So you wanted to give them the first down. They obviously didn't take it. They declined it. They get the first down, and then you got three downs to stop them. They helped us out by throwing a pass that didn't get in a drop, but they really could have taken away another 30-some-odd seconds.
Correct.
In order for us not to get the ball. We got fortunate with the drop. You know, you want to play that a little bit better. I think Saquon and I think Taylor missed the same similar play against us in the Rams last year in the Giant game and got the ball on the ground, allowed us to give us a chance to go back and find a way to win that game. And we gave our guys just enough time, no timeout, situation that we've been able to practice on the grass here and practice and get some of those things done. And those guys went out there with a lot of confidence, and they were able to move down the field and get what we wanted to get done.
It is Coach Raheem Morris with us here, guys, live in the Ticketmaster Studios. And, Zach, you know, the Steeler game is a distant memory from what we did on Monday night. The confidence, though, it seems like in the two-minute drill, Cousins just got in such a rhythm. And the receivers, we talked about it with Darnell Mooney, not that it came easy, but, man, it sure looked easy on TV.
You know, you never want to say a distant memory. Those are all learning experience, wins, losses, all of that stuff, right? We'll learn something from this game. We'll get better from this game. But I think the guys, when you go out there, it's the process that you put in throughout the week. It's the mental preparation that you put in throughout the week. It's the confidence that's proof is about the coaches. The guys got more confident. They went out there and played fast, particularly in that 2 minute. Couldn't be more proud of the guys and how they were able to respond.
Raw, everybody talks about the big bad Chiefs. They are, five red zone attempts, two touchdowns. You know what we are? Five red zone attempts, two touchdowns. That's 40%. And we talk about stopping teams in the end zone. Patrick Mahomes comes in here. How are you viewing this? What are we looking at when you see the Chiefs right now?
I know it's always fun to play the comparison game.
Yeah.
Statistical game. Mm-hmm. But, like, for us as coaches, that's still Patrick Mahomes. That's Travis Kelce.
Sure.
That's the two-time defending champions, which right now they got to come play us, right? And it's got to be about us. It's got to be about us going out there and playing. And we got to go out there and play our game and figure out the best ways for us to have success and win. And each week may look a little different. So it may look a little different for us this week. It may look a little different for them this week. You just never know. So, like, the games are played for a reason, and it's not played based on what happened the weeks prior.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's all about the weeks guys coming in right now in the preparation and who's going to be able to come into this game feeling the best.
We had Matthew Judon on the show, got the Dukes of Bell bounce, and got that sack.
What happens.
The thing with the Hurts, it's so frustrating because it's just, you know, he just buys time. And it's, I thought the defense under the circumstances just did a hell of a job.
You know, Hurts is really irritating, and he's always going to be that way. You talk about third down and longs or third and shorts or even fourth down and shorts, you know, he has the ability to get out of trouble, find a way to scramble and make those plays, and it is demoralizing. The first drive of the game, made a great tackle, open space with Troy on him. That was phenomenal. Later on, he came back to hurt us a couple times, made some really big-time plays with his legs, and you got to find ways to limit that as much as possible. Fortunately for us, we were able to limit it enough in order to go out there and get the win.
Dominant run game, Coach. I mean, if you're going to tell me we can get 150 every week, I'm down. I'm good with that.
You got to give a lot of credit to that offensive line, their coaching staff, you know, Dwayne Ledford, Nick Jones, Flats, and all the guys, man. Them guys getting a conservative effort. And then you got to have the cohesiveness to be able to contribute that stuff with Zach Robinson going out there calling it, committing to it, our two backs going out there executing that thing with our offensive line. And when you say the two backs, it was the rhythm and the routine that we talked about a week ago. You took the week off, but we talked about it a week ago. Going out there, getting Bijan going, getting Tyler in the game, getting that nice rhythm that they want to have, and we still don't have enough plays, right? Those are the learning moments that you can go. If you can get more plays, you get more runs like that. You get more yards. You get more time of possession. You find a way to win games in a soccer status.
The other thing is, as coaches, with us here, Coach Ra live on Dukes and Bell, we talked before you came in, the little things like Bijan chipping. You know, we talked about Pitts, Drake London in the run game, all the guys chipping into the blocking.
Oh, no doubt. You know, it all plays with everybody, right? The offensive line get a lot of credit for the run game, but it's the receivers. You know, Drake London, you know, he got finisher of the week from the O-line because his ability to block on the perimeter and to be a part of it. You know, he was the sixth O-lineman this week, and he did it before he got a pass caught. You know, and it's like when you go out and you get that kind of effort, that's the stuff that makes teams. That's the stuff that gets you better. That's the stuff that builds culture. That's the stuff which your identity is made of. You know, you keep getting the question about identity. Drake showed it as opposed to me telling you about it.
What do we got to do Sunday night, Coach? Listen, Mike and I have been saying this. We're coming off of this emotional win from the fan, for the fan base standpoint. I know guys have to turn the page. Right. We're amped up. Everybody's amped up. Sunday night's going to be electric for us. Mike and I were just talking about, it's been a long time since we had a Sunday night football game. You know. What do we have to do going into this game against the defending champs and understanding, you know, right now we're pretty damn good against the pass. I think we're 10th in points allowed, 19 points a game. You know, a couple of weeks in, there are certain areas that we feel really good about.
You know, you got to go out there and play to be the best version of yourself, right? So our job is to go out there and be the best version that we can be of ourselves. We got to go out there and execute our plan. We got to trust in our process, and our process has to deliver us the results that we want and need and deserve. And those things will all happen. Like our fan base, they will come in and support us, right? We got to give them reasons to support us. We got to earn their trust. We got to earn their respect. And really for us, this is the whole building process of us going out there getting those things done. You want to be in games like this. You strive to be in games like this. This is what makes you tick. This is what we all give up watching on football at night.
Right. Yeah.
The next day, whether it's Monday, whether it's Sunday, now Thursdays, you know, football every day of the week. But when you got that prime time and all lights on you, that's a lot of fun for our fan base. That's a lot of fun for our city. That's a lot of fun for all of us. And we want to go out and perform at our own stadium.
And, Coach Ra, on a purely personal basis, we saw the video of you dapping up with Terry Fontenot because, I mean, it was such an emotional one. Fans, we couldn't sleep all night. And then to see a bunch of grown men, NFL professionals, looking like a high school locker room on a Friday night, that just – it looks like the whole team just coming together, how special it was.
You know, I wasn't expecting that. I was about to go in there with this cool demeanor, tell the guys, let's get ready to move on, good win, you know, and really, you know, give your coach spiel, so to speak, for the guys. And – when you walked in and the vibe just absolutely, just because of the energy that the guys brought, and I just fell in line with those guys and just absolutely embraced the moment. And it was good because you got a chance to – it's so hard to win this league. You got to enjoy those moments, and the guys enjoyed it, and I wasn't going to take that away from them. Let's go ahead and enjoy that moment. Let's get ready to move on. It's just like I said that night, we talked about pivoting, persisting, and then being ready to deal. And it's no different from when you get a win than when you get a loss. The same things has to occur.
All I want to know is who to – is next. Who's next? That's what I want to know, because that's what you said. Who's next?
You know, it's a mentality, right?
It's
a mentality to move on, to be ready to deal for whoever, right? And it's not being disrespectful to whoever is next. It's about us putting ourselves in the mindset of going out there and being ready to play our best version of ourselves.
Sunday night, guys. That's Raheem Morris, head football coach for our Atlanta Falcons.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.